This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A huge explosion at a house in suburban Washington, D.C., where officers were trying to serve a search warrant. This was in Arlington, Virginia. No officer seriously hurt, but it's not clear what happened to the suspect. The AP's Jennifer King.
Video of the incident shows a sudden blast that threw timbers and fire high in the air and collapsed the house instantly. Captain Nate Heiner with the Arlington County Fire Department says they don't yet know the cause of the explosion. Federal investigators are assisting. Jennifer King, Washington.
Police say this began yesterday afternoon when officers responded to reports of shots fired, which they later determined came from a flare gun. It's a bloody new phase of Israel's war with Hamas. Israel is widening its offensive into southern Gaza. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Under U.S. pressure to prevent further mass casualties, Israel said it will be more precise as it widens its offensive into southern Gaza after obliterating much of the north. Satellite photos show tanks and troops massing outside the southern city of Khan Yunis, the latest target of the offensive, which was home to more than 400,000 people before the war. Israel's ordered people out of nearly two dozen neighborhoods instead of the entire region, as it did in the north, but there are fewer and fewer places for people to go. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A new warning about Europe's risk of terror attacks. Europe faces a huge risk of terrorist attacks over the Christmas holidays. That's according to the European Union. And it's because, they say, a fallout from the war between Israel and Hamas. They're wrestling with Mother Nature in Germany. Freezing rain and cold weather blamed for traffic accidents that left three people dead this morning. The owners of a Colorado funeral home where 190 decomposing bodies were found are due in court today. They'll face allegations that they abused corpses. This is AP News. Now to Detroit and crime.
Detroit is on track to record the fewest homicides in six decades. Officials say the city of Detroit will likely record its fewest yearly homicides since 1966. Detroit recorded 228 homicides through November 30th. That's an 18% decrease over the same period last year. There's also been a 36% drop in carjackings and a 13% decrease in non-fatal shootings. Officials credit a partnership created in 2021 between the city of Detroit and Wayne County and the state that improves coordination amongst agencies and courts. A joint fugitive apprehension unit between the city and the sheriff's office caught nearly 1,000 people wanted on outstanding felony warrants. A backlog of felony gun cases was drastically cut, officer hiring was up, and pay across departments was improved. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.